Welcome back. That was some Cannibal Corpse with She Was Asking For It off of The Bleeding. I actually meant to kick off the next block with that, but I pressed the wrong fucking button, and so we were going to have a little death metal block to start the second half of the hour, but I kicked it off a little too soon. So that was off of The Bleeding. Not one of my favorites of the early Cannibal Corpse albums. I really think, like, Butchered at Birth and, Tomb of the Mutilated are peak. And you can already kind of, I think, catch some hints of their future songwriting kind of mediocrity on that album. But I don't know. It still kind of has the retro sound and production style. And I think it's still pretty good. I don't know. I feel like Cannibal Corpse is one of those bands that, I don't know, sort of is very consistent in a way, but also, like, there is sort of a, you know, if you are, like, a purist or if you really, like, listen to their stuff, you can tell, like, the differences between their albums, even though they are, you know, one of the more kind of straightforward and consistent bands of the last, you know, especially the last 25 years. I don't know. I guess I don't really know what I'm saying about that, other than it just feels like, there's a band like Bolt Thrower that truly is very consistent. And even them, you know, you start to kind of sense slight differences between the albums. And, you know, there's like little idiosyncratic things about them. And I feel like Cannibal Corpse is definitely like that as well. I've been kind of waffling on my opinion of their, you know, newer stuff, but definitely think their old stuff are classics for that. Black Murder with Fresh Flesh. Jesus, that's a tough one to say. Fresh Flesh off of Feasts, their demo. That is the Drakkar reissue from 2019. And just some really good LLN, harsh black metal there. Before that, we had some Wojnar, some Polish pagan ambient music, their kind of revival album from 2023. They have some really good stuff from back in the, I think, like, late 90s, early 2000s, and then they kind of, you know, were dormant for about 15 years and then came back. So good stuff there. Hissing, some kind of dissonant technical death from kind of profound lore, you know, semi-hipstery stuff there, but pretty good. I think I have to go back. They have an album from 2022 that I didn't really give a chance to, but that was off of their 2018 debut. Very Gorgutsy, you know, influenced dissonant technical stuff. Before that was The Chasm off of Foreseeing the Abyss or whatever. What is that album called? Foreseeing the Something Abyss. Again, these are all off of my CDs, so I should know these because I own them, but I don't. I'm kind of also not like I have a lot of waffling with The Chasm. I feel like they're not a band that I've ever like fully sort of bought into the hype for, but you know, I still think that they're, depending on my mood, pretty good. They're just so long-winded, like their songs are so fucking long. All right, before that, Voivod off of Nothing Face. Such a good album. I mean, nothing really to say there, but I like having the original CD of that. I think it's cool to have those kind of original pressings, if only for the kind of dusty, you know, wear to have it, you know. I think Nothing Face is probably my favorite Voivod. I think they sort of hit the perfect stride of like intersection of prog and thrash, and you know, still kind of had their like aggression but went progressive. I do like the Outer Limits, but I do also like Angel Rat quite a bit. I think it's got its kind of charm to it, but I don't know, Voivod has kind of lost me in later years. Before that was Absu. Speaking of bands that have sort of lost me, not been a huge fan of their stuff since the 2009 sort of comeback album, the self-titled one, which is what I played. That was Magic Square Cipher. The last two albums, the Proscriptors, Absu, and then the one before that from like, what, 2011. I don't know, something just missing to me. I don't know what it is. It just doesn't feel like they have, you know, what they used to. But yeah, I think that comeback album, a little bit slower than Terra, but still quite good. And then before that was Rune Boy. I ended up playing two tracks off of that new compilation. All right, getting into this next block, we're going to get into some more death metal. This is some Demented Ted. And after that, I don't know. I think we're going to have some Merciful Fate, some Tormentor, some kind of classic stuff, maybe some experimental stuff as well. But sorry if it's fucking loud. There's a bar next door, and there are 8 million people outside just talking and distracting me. So let's get into it. Here is some Demented Ted. This is Through the Moonless Night on Radio Valencia.
herself, Queen Hungarian blood.
Elizabeth Barton.
are coming to an end here. That was some ad nauseum. Some really great Italian experimental, progressive, weird black metal, death metal. I think there's something about that album that still I'm not totally resonating with. I don't know if it's the songwriting or what. I mean, I think when it comes to, you know, these Deathspell Omega / Gorguts, you know, inspired bands, I think a lot of people love Ulcerate. I think Ulcerate is extremely mechanical and boring. Not unlike, I guess, Meshuggah, but there's something about Meshuggah that is still kind of fun and, like, they stay in their lane, I guess you could say. Like, they're kind of doing their own thing, and even though their stuff can get a little one-note, literally sometimes, I think there's something to that kind of minimalism that's just cool. Ulcerate, I think, is going for that kind of expansive post-metal thing, but they're just, they don't, I don't know, they like, they lack that emotional root to them, at least for me. And I kind of feel like Ad Nauseam is a little like that. I think that they're better than Ulcerate for sure, but I still feel like they're grasping at something that, like, Deathspell Omega and Gorguts both have, you know, kind of hit. And I don't know, I think they have it in them. And I did just see that they are working on their third album, so maybe, you know, maybe that will be their kind of magnum opus. But that said, I do think that that Ad Nauseam album is quite good. You know, in terms of bands doing that style, I think they are one of the more notably better ones. And I mean, you know, here I am critiquing it as someone who couldn't, you know, even dream of playing some of the stuff that they do on that album. I mean, maybe someday I will be able to drum like that, but goddamn, I very, very impressive stuff. So that was Ad Nauseam. Before that, we had some Disciples of Mockery. That was the kind of Incantation second album that never was, given it's like three of the four same members. So really good Incantation-esque death metal from the late 90s. Again, that was Disciples of Mockery. And then before that, we had some Blasphemy Worship in the form of Proclamation off of their final album, Nether Tombs of Abaddon. Going into the last song of today, it's going to be, as usual, a bit of a wild card for the last song. I'm going to play some Fear Factory, so if you're not into that kind of new metal, industrial metal stuff, now would be a good time to turn it off. But I don't know, I've been really digging this song. It's one of their more kind of, I guess you could say, poppy songs. It's from their album Transgression, which is still not available on streaming. I'm not sure why, but I think it's one of their more underrated albums, so I'm going to close this out with that. So, yeah, with that, thanks for listening. This was a really good set, actually, in my opinion. So, thank you for listening to this. And, yeah, let's close out with some Fear Factory.